We are beginning tonight's Shir and Siman Reish Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Hey, top line on page 72. The Mechaber says, "Kashe Yadlik Yivarech Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushonu B'Mitzvosa V'Tzivonu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos." When one lights candles, the bracha is Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbos. Echad Ha'ish VeEchad Ha'isha. Whether it is a man lighting or a woman lighting, it is the same bracha. Gan bi Yom Tov tzarach levarech lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov, and also on Yom Tov when one lights candles, he makes the bracha as well lahadlik ner shel Yom Tov. Ubiyom Kippurim below Shabbos, when it is Yom Kippur that does not fall on Shabbos, yesh mi sheomer shelo yivarech. There are those who say that you do not make a bracha on the hadlaka of Yom Kippur. V'ayin lekamon b'simin tov reish yud. Look later on in Siman Tav Reish Yud. Says the Rama, Yesh Misha Omer Shemivarachin Kodem HaHadlaka. This is a general machlokas. There are those who say that the bracha on the hadlaka is before the hadlaka. V'yesh Misha Omer Shemivarach Achar HaHadlaka. And there are those who say that you make the bracha after the hadlaka. And we'll see the Hezbra, the machlokas, and the Mishavura shortly. U'kidei Shehei Over Lasiyaso. Lo yehone mimenu ad la'achar bracha. Those who say that you make the bracha after the hadlaka, so you have a problem. We know a mitzvah is supposed to be over la'asiyaso, a bracha is supposed to be over la'asiyaso immediately before the mitzvah. But if you're making the bracha after the hadlaka, how are you mekayim over la'asiyaso? So the Eitzah says the Rama is lo yehone mimenu ad la'achar bracha. Don't get any benefit from the candlelight until after the bracha. How do we do that? Umesimin ha'yad lifnei haner. You put one's hand in front of the candle. Achar hadlaka, after lighting the candle, umavarchim. So you make the bracha while you are covering the light. The achar kach mesalken hayod, and then you move away your hand. The zemekri over lasiya, and that's called over lasiya. The chen haminag, that is the custom. So to summarize this sif on Shabbos, for Shabbos candles, the bracha is lahadik ner shel Shabbos, both men and women. By Yom Tov, the bracha is lahadik ner shel Yom Tov. On Yom Kippur, we said there are those who say you don't make a bracha at all. And then the Rama said that we have a machlokas, whether you make the bracha before the hadlaka or you make the bracha after the hadlaka. If the bracha is after the hadlaka, how you mekayim over la'asiyasam? And therefore we said that you light the candles, then you block it with your hand, and then you move your hand away, and the bracha will be before you get the benefit from the candlelight, and that is the minhag. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chaf Aleph, Kishi Yadlik, second line on page 72, Yesh omrim kishiyesh chuppah bi erev Shabbos. There are those who say that if there is a chuppah, a chasana on Friday, umma'achrin ba ad achar shkiyas acham, and the chuppah slaps on and gets delayed till after shkia, v'ha'isha eina rotza l'kabel Shabbos lifnei ha'chuppah, and a woman who is going to join the chasana does not want to be makabel Shabbos before the chuppah, pen titztarech lasos od eiza dover ha'aser b'Shabbos. Maybe she still will have to do something else that's also to do on Shabbos, and therefore she doesn't want to accept Shabbos before the chuppah. Al kein tadlik haner b'lo bracha kodem ha'chuppah. Therefore, there are those who say what she should do is she should light the candles without a bracha before the chuppah. The achar kach b'chashecha, and then afterwards, when it's getting dark, when it's dark, tifros yadeh al haneros u'tavarach. She should put her hand over the candles and she should make the bracha. That's eitzah number one. O kishu adayin bein hashmashos, or while it is still bein hashmashos, achar ha'chuppah tomer le'enu yehudi lahadlik. Or she should wait till after the chuppah, and while it's still bein hashmashos, she should tell a goy to do the hadlaka for her. To lo gozru al shvus bein hashmashos l'tarach mitzvah, because the chazal will not gozer any iser derabbanon, i.e. amir lakum, during bein hashmashos for the purpose of a mitzvah. The kanal b'simin reish samach aleph, I lured in reish samach aleph, and therefore amir lakum would be okay during bein hashmashos. So the two eitzahs brought down is either light before and then make the bracha afterwards, cover the light, make the bracha, and then remove your hand, or to have a goy light during bein hashmashos, v'hi tevarech, and she'll make the bracha on the goy's hadlaka. That is what yesh omrim say. V'tamoha achronim alze, and the achronim are bewildered by these two eitzes. To lo shayach bracha bedluka v'omedes. In the first case, where you're lighting earlier, and then an hour later you're making the bracha, it's not shayach to make a bracha when the candles are already lit. U'beprat ta'atahu zman iser lahadlik. Certainly if you're waiting till it gets dark, it's already Shabbos. So it's a zman that it's aser lahadlik. V'eich tomar v'tzivanu lahadlik. How could you make a bracha of Asher Kedushan of Mitzvah V'Tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner, when there's no Tzivui to be Madlik at that time? And therefore, they have a problem with Eitz number one of lighting before and making the bracha afterwards, and it's already Shabbos. Well, idoch takana, and on the other takana, the other eitz that they brought down, the tomer le'eno yehudi lahadak, which is that you tell a goy to light during ben hashmashos, gam kein kasha. That's also difficult. Ha ein shluch shlichos le'eno yehudi. There is no shlichos for a goy. The imkein he ain't a madlakas, and therefore you're not lighting. The eich tavarich. If it's not your shliach, so how are you making a bracha on a non shliach hadlaka? Even if a Jew is commanding his friend, another Jew, to light, where there is shlichus, even in that case, where there is a concept of shlichus, the mishaleach, the one who is commanding the other one to light, doesn't make the bracha. The one who's lighting makes the bracha. Certainly in this case, if the guy is going to be lighting and there is no din of shlichus, certainly the Jewish woman should not be making the bracha. And therefore they shoot down these two eitzas, but they have another eitzah. Umaski ha'achronim eitzah acheres lazeh. The achronim come out l'maskana with another eitzah. The high one that is lefi ma de kaim alon lekamon yichol levarich ula hasnos al kolponim b'litzarich. Like we're going to see in the coming sifim, that a woman is able to light and to make a tanai for a purpose. If she has a reason to, she can make a tanai on the hadlaka. She'ena mekabel a Shabbos b'hadlaka, that she's not being the kabel Shabbos right now with the hadlaka. So hachinami binyan enu. So too in this case, havi l'tzorach. This is obviously for a need because there's no eitz of when to light later. So mamela v'tadlik utuvarech kodem sholechas l'chupa v'tasne. Therefore, what she should do is she should light and make a bracha before she goes to the chuppah, but she should make a tnai that even though she's making the bracha of hadlaka now, she's not being mekabel Shabbos until later. So as opposed to the first eitzah, which was light now and make the bracha later, no, light now and make a bracha now, but use a tnai that you're not being mekabel Shabbos until later. The same thing would apply to a woman who has to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. She should lie to make a bracha before she goes to the Beis HaTfilah. V'tasnet, she should make a stipulation that she's not being mekabel Shabbos until she does the washing and everything she has to do that might be not allowed on Shabbos. And therefore, this eitzah that we're saying by the chasana would also work by a leil tefillah. I'd like to look at the Bir Halacha over here in Divra Masko Kashiyadlik Yivarech, the top line on page 72 in the Bir Halacha. He says as follows, V'imnistapke imbercha alo. A woman who lit candles and she does not remember if she made the bracha or not, the halacha is ein atzricha levarich. She does not have to make a bracha now. The safek brachos lahakel, because we always say safek brachos lahakel. Maybe she made the bracha and therefore lahakel we say don't make another bracha. Vaod, and furthermore, the sircha nokta vasya. We assume that she did what she's used to, and normally a woman lights, she makes a bracha, so we could assume she made the bracha. Just like very nogeil leinyan right now, we start saying mashiv haruach. So if a person is mesupuk, we assume you did what you're used to. So if you're mesupuk today in Shmon Esrei, if you said Mashiv HaRuach, you have to assume you didn't say it because we assume you did what you're used to. And therefore, there's two reasons why if a woman is mesupuk, she will not make a bracha. Number one, some brachas lahakel. Number two, we assume she did what she normally does and she normally makes a bracha. But let's say a woman lit and she knows for sure she forgot to make the bracha. Mashma mel yirabba diyesh lahakel levarech kol zman shu shas heter lahadlik. It's mashma mel yirabba that she could still make a bracha so long that it's not Shabbos yet and it's a zman that she would be allowed to light. Ukamogen Avram sifkodon yud aleph. Like the Magen Avram writes in Sifkodon yud aleph, the somech b'dyevet al marash, that he says b'dyevet you can rely on this shita. Achim huzman iser polog al maharash. But if it's already a zman iser, as we saw in the Mishaburah, the Magen Avram was the one who argued with that first shita of the Achronim, and he says it would be aser to light. So again, if a woman is mesupuk, she doesn't have to make a bracha. If she knows she didn't make a bracha, so long that it's still a zman hadlaka, she could make a bracha. Once the zman hadlaka would be over at Shabbos, then she would not be allowed to make a bracha. Let's go weiter in the Mishaburah in Sifkatan Chav Beis. Sifkatan Chav Beis is going on that which we said in the Mechaber, that the bracha of Hadlokas Ner on Shabbos is Lahadlik Ner Shal Shabbos. V'afilu kishem madlik kama neros. Even if one is lighting many candles, as we saw the minog to light two, keneged zachov v'shamor, or seven, keneged days of the week, or ten, the asas dibros, or keneged the amount of children one has in the family. So many women are lighting more than one candle. Zakta mishavura, tov yoser sheyomar ner. It's still better that the bracha on The hadlaka should be lahadik ner shel Shabbos aloshen yachid ki ikar achiyav hu ner echad. Since the ikar achiyav is one candle, therefore the bracha always is lahadik ner shel Shabbos. Then we said in the Mechaber that on Yontif the bracha is lahadik ner shel Yom Tov. Says the Mishabura in Sifkadon Chav Gimel, the ain't sarach luvarech zman al hadlaka. On Yontif, Zokta Mishabura, you don't have to make a shechiyanu on hadlakas neros. Miu, however, b'makom shenago ein limchos biyodon. In a place where there is a minhag to make a shechiyanu, you don't have to protest against them. Now that's a whole discussion over here in Note 32 that we'd like to go through very quickly about making a shechiyanu on Yontif by hadlakas neros. We know our minhag is that the women do make a bracha, and there's a shaila then if you make a bracha shechiyanu by kiddush, should they answer ambe, not answer ambe, if that's a problem. So that's all discussed. At least that nekuda is discussed in brief in Note 32. The reason why, as we'll see from the Brisker Rav, the reason why the tzad not to make a bracha shechiyanu when you light the candles is shechiyanu was really instituted on a coast. And therefore, maybe it's best just to make the bracha shechiyanu on the coast of Kiddush, which is coming later. But to make it on Adlaka, maybe they never instituted there. That's actually the shita of the Brisker Rav. But if you look at Note 32, he goes through different Yom Tovim. We'll go through it very quickly. He starts off with Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, which we know is a suffix if it's Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmo V'tzarach Levar Pro Bracha Shechiyanu, by Rosh Hashanah it's Machlokes. If it's really a Yom Ha'arichta, if it's really one long day, in which case you vadei would not need a Shechiyanu, or if it's like a regular 2-day Yontif, and therefore it does need a Shechiyanu. So we say later on in the Mishavura, Kedavar Pashit Sheh Shanoshim Levarach Shechiyanu B'Shas Hadlaka. The minhag is that women make a Shechiyanu on the Hadlaka the second night of Rosh Hashanah. Umachmas HaSofek Tulba Sha'isha Begel Chadosh O Shetaniya Pri Chadosh. And like we know, we do by Kiddush, the women should do the same thing, by Hadlakas Neros, either have a new garment on or a new fruit there, in case the day doesn't really need a Shechiyanu, it goes on the new garment or the new fruit. Rav Moshe writes, Shafilu HaSheilas Yaivitz, Shepikpik Al Minag HaNoshim Levarach Shechiyanu B'Shas Hadlaka, even though he says that it's not so posh, women should make a Shechiyanu at all, Hevi B'Hilchas Rosh Hashanah Es Minag HaNoshim Levarach B'Shas Hadlaka. He himself brings down that the Minag on Rosh Hashanah is that they do make a Bracha Shechiyanu B'Shas Hadlaka. Lagabe Shechiyanu by Hadlakas Neros on Yom Kippur, the Shaar Tzion brings later on, the Minag of the Noshim is to make a Shechiyanu, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, Shedin Yom Kippur, Kedin Shai Yontov, like every other Yontov, that our Minag is to make a bracha. The Kaf HaChaim writes, very interesting, that Yom Kippur, Yecholos HaNoshim Levarach Shechiyanu L'Chol HaDeos. Everyone will be masking over there, why? Kevan Shebelav HaChi Bracha Zuhi Below Kos. The whole time, like I said before, that the Brisker Rav says, you don't make a Shechiyanu on the Neros, is because Shechiyanu was really instituted on the coast. But in Yom Kippur, no one has a coast. So what's the difference if you do it? Halakas Neros, you can do it in Shul, so you can make it on the Neros according to everyone, he says. Uminog HaNoshim Badlokas Neros B'Yomtov Kayom. Nowadays, what's our minog? So the Pri Yitzchak writes that, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, that is Levarach Shechiyanu Badlokas Neros, and Rav Moshe writes the same thing, Shekach Hoyo HaMinog B'Mesha Kama Me'oshonim. That's the minog for many hundreds of years, V'Shechein Minogenu Hayom. The minog is that we make a Shechiyanu on Badlokas Neros by Yontif. The stipler l'noshim b'mishpachto levarach. The stipler told the women in his family to make a shechiyanu. V'rakish hidlik ba'atzmo l'achar shehis almein lo berach. But after his wife passed away and he was lighting candles, he did not make a shechiyanu on the neros. Kevan sham levarach shechiyanu b'kiddush. Since he was going to make a shechiyanu on the kiddush, he did not make it on the neros. Okefi shechilek hamata Ephraim bein ish l'isha. Like the mata Ephraim was mechalek with a man or a woman, depends who's lighting whether there should be a shechiyanu or not. So who says not? Like we said before, Meidach, the Brisker Rav paskind that shelo yivarach anoshim shechiyanu kevan shebracha zu nitkina lechatchila laomer al hayayin. The bracha shechiyanu was established, like the Gemara in Erevin discusses, to be bedafka on yayin, and therefore a woman shouldn't do it on the hadlaka. Ubeprat imadlika neiros mibod yom. Certainly, if she's lighting while it's still day before yontif, ein lo levarach, she shouldn't make the bracha of shechiyanu kevan shebracha zu lo tiftor es mitzvas hayom, because then the shechiyanu can't go. Let's say it's Pesach, it can't go on the matzah. If you're lighting the candles while it's still day before Pesach starts, shari ein lekaimon bizman tosefes yomtov elo biyomtov atzma. You can't be mekayim mitzvah matzah while it's still day. Even if you mekabel yomtov early, you have to wait till the nighttime, like it's discussed over there in Hilchos Pesach. And therefore, he says, the Brisker Rav says you should not make a shechiyanu on the halakha. Ulegabe mi shebircha shechiyanu b'halakas aneros im tano omir abircha shechiyanu sheshamas b'kiddush. A very important shiloh that comes up. So a woman who made shechiyanu, which is our minhag by hadlaka, now the husband's taking kiddush, so she was already yotzei her shechiyanu on the yontif. So if there's a mitzvah halayla, So it's Pashat, she could make an Amin, because the Amin on Pesach will be for the Matzah, which sure wasn't, hers didn't cover, like the Biskurav says. But let's say it's Shavuos, and there's no Mitzvah Sayom, and she made a Shechion on the Yom. So that's a big Machlokas that's brought down over there in Tovkuf Yudalit in the notes. But many Poskim say that she can answer Amin, because since the Mevarach, which is the husband, needs the Bracha, so it's considered Shach for the Kiddush, and she could answer Amin, even though she made the Bracha. But there are those that do argue that, in fact, is a Machlokas. Going weiter in the Mishnah Berurah, we're up to Sif Katon Chav Dalet. We said the bracha that you make on Hadlakas Neros on Yontov is Ner Shel Yom Tov. V'imchal Yom Tov b'Shabbos, if Yontov falls out on Shabbos, Omer Shel Shabbos v'Shel Yom Tov. So the bracha is L'hatik Ner Shel Shabbos v'Shel Yom Tov. And then the Mechaber ended off after he said on Yom Kippur, when it's not Shabbos, there are those who say you don't make a bracha on Hadlakas Neros, Ayin L'kamam b'Simet Tov Reish Yud. What does he mean over there? Zokta Mishabur in Chafei, the Mevi Shamha Mechaber Das Ha Posek Ha Matzrich Levarich. There the Mechaber brings down the Posek that says you need a bracha on Yom Kippur. The Svirle de Gam Yom Makipurim, because he holds that even by Yom Kippur, Av She'embo Achilo Ushasia, even though there's no eating and drinking, V'ein Shayach Olav Mitzas Oneg, there's no mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, like we say, Ner Shabbos is the Iker Oneg Shabbos of the Suda. So Yom Kippur, there's no Suda, so there's no Oneg Shabbos in that Laka. But there still is a shaykhus, the shalom bayis, and Yom Kippur that you shouldn't trip over things, and therefore that's the tzad of the shita that holds that you do make a bracha on halakas neros of Yom Kippur. If you look at note 35, he points out, the host of our Ramah Sham, the Ramah adds over there, Shekein Hamig Binus Elo, that is our custom, the custom of Mishabura Sham, Sha'achar Shanogu Kain, after that, that it has become the minog, Chova Gemura Hi Lahadlik Ulavarech, Mishim Shalom Bayis. Now that that has become the minog, it is an absolute chiyuv to light candles and make a bracha on Yom Kippur. Ubemedino she'ein behem minog kavua, but in a place that doesn't have a set minog, so the Shaar Tzion writes over there, shebevalei tov yoser lahanik shelo levarech. A new community starting, so they shouldn't make a bracha on the hadlaka of Yom Kippur. So that's how the Mishnah Berurah understands the Mechaber. After the Mechaber says on Yom Kippur, when it's not Shabbos, there are those who say you don't make a bracha, the ayin lekamon, that we bring down the tzad that you do make a bracha. But if you look in the Bir Halacha, ayin lekamon, simen tof reish yud, he says, I am the Mishnah Berurah. Look what I wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. Va'od yei shlom, where another mahalach we could take in the Mechaber is, the kavanas ha-mechaber lehoros tam al-madis svir le'shein levarech. That maybe the Mechaber is referencing what we learned to Tov Reish Yud, the tzad that you should not make a bracha. Kila kamam mitzimit Tov Reish Yud sef alaf kosov Mechaber de mokom shenogud lahadik madlikin umokom shelo nogud lahadik ein madlikin. As we know from the Mishnah Psachim on Yom Kippur, it is a totally on the minog whether one should light candles or one should not light candles. Al kain after minageinu hu lahadik afilu hachi ein levarich. But Dr. Mechaber, though, there, even though our minog is to light candles on Yom Kippur, but you should not make a bracha, da'am in hoger lo mevarchin. Because on a minog, you don't make a bracha. V'zeh tam isa bebir hagra, and that's the reason brought down in the gra, and that is the shita, again, of the Mechaber in general, that you don't make a bracha on a minog. The Ashkenazim do make a bracha on a minog, the Sfarim don't make a bracha on a minog. That comes up on the halal of Rosh Chodesh, that the Sfarim don't make a bracha, the Ashkenazim do. But therefore, the Chavetz Chaim is telling us over here, two mahalchim, and what it means, ayin lakamon simen tof reishud, is the Mechaber referencing the tzad that you could make a bracha, or is he being referencing a hesber in why you don't make a bracha? We go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavav. We said that it's a machlokas aposim, very important machlokas. When do you make the bracha on hadlakas ner Shabbos? Do you make the bracha before the hadlaka, or do you make the bracha after the hadlaka? So the first sheet of the Ramah said is Yesh mi she'omer she'mevarchim kodem hadlaka. There are those who say that you make the bracha on their Shabbos before the hadlaka. Says the Mishnah Berurah kishar kol ha'mitzvah she'mevarchim aleihem over las yosin. Like every other mitzvah, you make the bracha immediately before you do the mitzvah, and therefore if the bracha is l'hadik ner shel Shabbos, you make the bracha and then you light the candles. But then the Ramah said that v'yesh mish omer shemavarach achar ha'adlaka. Some say you make the bracha after the hadlaka. Why should you make the bracha after the hadlaka? Zokta mishabura in sefkat nachav zayim. Svirle, they hold, v'im tevarech, if you can make the bracha first, havi ki'ilu kivlo l'shabbos beferish. Making the bracha could be considered a kabbalah Shabbos explicitly. V'shuv asura l'hadlak, and then it will be also to light anymore. V'im kain, so memele you have to light afterwards. Im kein sagt der Mishabura bi yontov de lo shayach ze a yontov where that's not shayach so lukulya mitvarich vi acha kach tadlik. On Yontif, where it's not Shayach, there for sure you should make the bracha first, and afterwards you should light. Because even if you're Makabla Yontif with the bracha, you're still allowed to light on Yontif. And therefore, of course, you should chapta over Lasiyasan. On Shabbos, once you make the bracha in Makabla Shabbos, you can't light. But on Yontif, you can make the bracha and light afterwards. So even if you're Makabla Yontif, so in all arrows are pointing that on Yontif, you should make the bracha first and light afterwards. But Bidas the Magen Avram de lo plug. The Magen Avram says, no, it's lo plug. Since on Shabbos, there's a strong tzad to say you can't make the bracha and then light. Because that would be Makabel Shabbos, you can't light. So therefore, you have to make the bracha afterwards. So lo plug on Yontif also, you know, the svara is not the same. You should light and make the bracha afterwards. Aval harbe achronim svir lo kemo shekasadim bitchila. But many achronim hold, like we said before, that there's actually a chilap between Shabbos and Yontif. And Shabbos, you light and make the bracha afterwards. On Yontif, you make the bracha and then you light afterwards. Let's see a couple of notes over here and then we'll see a bir halacha. Note number 36 is going on that which the Mishnah just told us, that the tzad to make the bracha after that lakka is, if you make the bracha first, that's like a Kabbalah Shabbos b'feirish, and it'll be usher to light afterwards. In note 36 he writes, V'anoheges levarech achar hadlaka, those of a minug, to light, to make the bracha after the hadlaka, v'tato ubircha kodem hadlaka. And a woman made a mistake, and she one time made the bracha before she lit. So Shlomo Zalman Arbal says, aye, she should be also light now because she was makabel Shabbos with her bracha. No, shemuter lo lahavlik es also misvar aneiros shiragila lahavlik kol Shabbos. She would be allowed to light the regular number of candles that she always lights. Shari muchach shelo kibla es a Shabbos v'berchasa. Because it's clear that she made a mistake. She always does it the other way. So it's clear that she didn't mean to makabel Shabbos with the bracha in order that she should be able to light the candles that she normally lights. Ve'ena miskavenes lakabel Shabbos ad shetigmar es kol hadlaka shiragila ba. And she doesn't mean to be makabel Shabbos till she finishes. Let's look at note 37. That's going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, that according to this svar that by Shabbos you make the bracha after you light, but on Yontif where that svar doesn't apply, according to everyone, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you should make the bracha first and then light afterwards. Zok note 37, v'chozel inyad lakas aner. That's all lagabe lighting the candles. Ulam le'inyan ha'lokas orach hashmal, but in terms of lighting electric lights, Rav Yoshev says she'tadli kena kodem she'tavarech. Even on Yontif, if you hold that you're going to make the bracha and then light afterwards, but you should light the electric lights before the bracha. She'im tavarech kodem lachen. If you make the bracha before you put on your electric lights, shuv lo tuchol adliko. You're not going to be able to turn on the electric lights. Kevan shekiblu alei Yomtov. Once you're makabel Yontif, it's true you can light your candles. But beyond of Osir Lahavlik Aish Elorak Lahavir Aish Kayemis, you're only allowed to move an existing candle. So therefore you can light from an existing fire another fire. But to turn on electricity, which is possibly making a new fire, so that would be Osir. Therefore, Zakhar Yoshev, even those who say that on Yontif you can make the bracha first and light afterwards, that's only lighting the candles. But any electric lights, Avada would have to put on before you make the bracha, because if you have a Kabbalah Yontif with a bracha, you can't turn on electric lights on Yontif. You can only light candles from an existing flame on Yontif. Let's see the Bir Halacha, Divrei Ramaskil, Achar Hadlaka. This is going on that which the Ramos said, that there are those who say that Yemavarech Kodem Halacha, Hadlaka, V'yeshmi Sh'omer Shemavarech Achar Halacha. There are those who say that on Shabbos you have to make the bracha after the Hadlaka. I am B'Mishabura, we explain the Hezber. V'isha Shemasne She'enu Mekabela Shabbos B'Hadlaka. Let's say, like we referenced in the Mishavura that we're going to see later in the Siman, a woman who made a tzanai that she's not being Mekabel Shabbos or Hadlaka at all. O ish, or if a man is lighting, the kaim lama kamon, we'll see later on, the ain't tzarech lahasnos, it's pasha, he's not being Mekabel Shabbos or Hadlaka. He doesn't even need a tzanai. So in those cases where you're not making a Kabbalah Shabbos with your lighting, mashma b'derech ha'chayim da'afilu hachi yadliku, it's still mashma that you should light candles, v'yifrisu yedeyem, and cover up with your hands, v'achagach yivarechu, and then you should make the bracha, mishum de'lo plugu k'dasa magen Avram. Just like we said in the Magen Avram, and the Mishnah Berurah brought down, the guy, the Yontif, the svar doesn't apply, but we said, lo plug, you should make the bracha afterwards. So too, if you're not mekabel Shabbos, a woman with a tznai, or the man stam, also we say, lo plug over there, and you light candles and make the bracha afterwards, even though you're not mekabel Shabbos, and you really can make the bracha before, lo plug, the same exact lo plug. Aval medivri agon riki ve'egir b'chidusha, but according to riki ve'egir in the chidushim, o medivri chayodam muchach, b'zei yivarechu v'akach adliku. Rekiv Eger says, and the Chayodim say, that in this case, we're not being makabel Shabbos, either a woman with a tznai or a man without a tznai. In that case, you should make the bracha and light afterwards. And that's l'shitasam, because they say in the Mishabura as well, that on Yontif, you should make the bracha first and then light. So too, if you're not being makabel Shabbos, do it the best way, which is over l'asiyasam, the full way, and make the bracha first and light afterwards. So this machlokas that we had in the Mishabura is the same machlokas that we have here in the Bir Halacha. Any time where the svar doesn't apply, whether it be Yontif, and you could make the bracha and light afterwards because the Kabbalah's Yontif is not a problem, or if it's a woman who made a tnai, or a man automatically that he's not Makabal Yontif, or he's not Makabal Shabbos rather, so also there the Svara wouldn't apply making the bracha afterwards. So there we have a Machlokas HaPosim, whether you say low plug and make the bracha afterwards anyway, or no. Says the Kivagir in the Chayadam, in those cases you would in fact make the bracha before and chat the best way of doing Orlas Yosem. We'll stop here and we'll pick up with Sivav and Mirz Hashem tomorrow.